Welcome to today's episode of The Power of God's Whisper, a podcast dedicated to understanding the many ways in which God speaks to us and guides us in our daily lives. Today, we will be discussing the importance of recognizing the impressions of the Holy Spirit and how it could be a powerful way that God speaks to us. Today's episode, First Light, Embracing God's Mercies at Dawn. And today's focus is giving the first 20 minutes of your day to God. In the hush of early morning, as the world stirs awake, there lies a sacred opportunity to reset our hearts and align our spirits with the divine. The practice of dedicating the first moments of our day to God is more than just a routine. It's a spiritual lifeline, grounding us in His steadfast love and unending mercies. Lamentations chapter 3, verse 22 through 23 serve as a poignant reminder that each dawn is a gift of renewal from the Lord, an invitation to embrace his faithfulness and provision, make it anew. This article explores how starting each day in God's presence prepares us for whatever lies ahead, infusing our daily walk with peace, purpose, and a profound sense of His nearness. Our springboard for today's discussion is Lamentations chapter 3, verse 22 through 23. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end, and they are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. This scripture beautifully captures the essence of God's character, His unfailing love and mercy that greet us at the start of each day is a call to recognize and receive God's fresh mercies every morning, allowing His faithfulness to shape our outlooks and actions. By giving the first 20 minutes of our day to God, we consciously step into the stream of His grace, equipping ourselves to face the day's challenges and opportunities with a heart anchored in His promises. Let's do a 2-minute focus training. Number one, gratitude meditation. Begin with a few minutes of silent meditation, focusing on gratitude for God's new mercies. Reflect on the specific ways His love and faithfulness have manifested in your life. And number two, scripture reading. Spend time reading scripture, allowing the Holy Spirit to guide you to passages that speak to your heart. Lamentations chapter 3, verse 22 through 23 can be a starting point, reflecting on God's enduring mercies. Number three, prayer of surrender. Offer a prayer of surrender, dedicating your day and all its details to God. Ask for wisdom, strength, and a heightened awareness of His presence throughout the day. Number four, journaling reflections. Keep a journal to record insights, prayers, and reflections. Writing can help crystallize your thoughts and serve as a tangible reminder of God's guidance and mercies. Number five is worship moment. Incorporate a short time of worship, whether through song, reading a psalm, or simply declaring God's attributes. Worship aligns our spirit with God's and sets the tone of reverence and adoration. Number six, intentional listening. Conclude your time by sitting in silence, listening for God's voice. It's often in the quiet that we hear Him most clearly. Finally, number seven, commitment prayer. End your morning devotion with a prayer of commitment, asking God to use you for His glory and make you sensitive to the opportunities that He presents for you to shine in His light. In conclusion, the discipline of starting our day with God, immersed in His Word and presence, does more than prepare us for a day's practicalities. It transforms us spiritually, renewing our minds and refreshing our souls. Lamentations chapter 3, verse 22 through 23 reminds us of the infinite resource that we have in God's love and mercy, a wellspring of grace that's renewed each dawn. At today's call to action, commit to giving the first 20 minutes of your day to God for the next week. Use the focus training above and points as a guide for these precious moments, and be attentive to the impact this practice has on your daily life and spiritual growth. Now, today's question of the day, how does starting your day with God change your perspective or approach for the challenges and opportunities that you face today? Let's pray. Father, in the quiet of this morning, we come to you, grateful for your unfailing love and new mercies. As we dedicate these first moments to you, guide our thoughts, fill our hearts, and direct our steps. May we walk in your faithfulness, reflecting your love and mercy to those around us. Equip us for the day ahead, and let your peace rule in our hearts. In Jesus' name, amen. As we embrace each new day, let's do so with hearts lifted in gratitude for God's steadfast love and mercies. May our morning devotion be the compass that guides us, the anchor that holds us, and a reminder that in every circumstance, we are enveloped in the grace of a faithful God.
Thank you for spending your time with us on the Power of God's Whisper podcast. Your presence in our community is a blessing and a joy. As our episode comes to a close, I'd like to invite you to join our growing family. First, consider subscribing for free. It's a simple step that ensures you're always connected with the latest episodes and insights. But for those who feel a deeper calling, there's something more. Become a faith partner. For only $5 a month, you not only support our mission, but also deepen your own spiritual journey. And as a token of our appreciation, we'll gift you a free Right Now Media account, a treasure trove of faith-based content. Also, don't forget to join our Telegram account too. Stay in the loop with every episode, update, or important announcement. You'll never miss a moment of the Power of God's Whisper. To take these next steps, visit www.myarch2b.com. That's www.myarch2b.com. Your journey awaits. Thank you again for listening, and may your path be illuminated with the whispers of faith.